The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, topic number three.
Okay. At their annual meeting this past weekend, NEA members approved a policy statement supporting teacher evaluations based in part on student learning, though they also pointed out that no current test would be legitimate for this purpose. Is this a significant shift or just a PR ploy?
So we're just talking about this, right? Connecting teachers' evaluations to test scores. NEA says, well, theoretically, but we don't actually see any tests that meet our requirements.
Right, and I'm in favor of losing weight, but I have never encountered a diet that I'm willing to follow. I think that this is a big fraud. This is a big PR job. This should not be taken seriously by anybody.
But, you know, you see a shift in their language over time. It's similar on merit pay. They used to say that they were out and out opposed to merit pay, performance pay. Now the language says something about how they think the uniform salary schedule is the best method. I mean, you know, people who watch these things closely, it's like watching the Kremlin over, you know, back in the past, say that these things matter. These things, there's shifts. They're eroding their opposition to some of these reforms.
Well, once upon a time, the NEA had a president named Bob Chase who was actually pretty savvy about how to talk about the need for change. But ever since he left, and you know, they do have a lot of turnover there, unlike the AFT, they've been brain dead when it comes to education reform. And they must have finally hired a PR firm that is helping them learn how to talk about reform without meaning it. The AFT has been way ahead of them in talking about reform and occasionally meaning it for a long time. I think what we're seeing is the NEA is now beginning to talk about it and not mean it. If the AFT is speaking Latin about reform and the NEA is speaking Pig Latin about reform.
And one more news from the NEA convention. They endorsed President Obama for re-election.
No, you must be kidding me.
Are you shocked?
I am devastated. I thought it was Palin for sure.
Now, but here is, you know, a president who has not always towed the party line on education, and he has said things and done things that they hate. So what's the lesson here? Is it for Democrats to basically, hey, you do whatever you want, the union will have to rally behind you at the end of the day?
Yes, that's the lesson for Democrats, that you do whatever you want within reason. The serious issue is whether they sort of sit on their hands in the general election and don't help much and don't contribute much. But who are they going to endorse? They're not going to endorse any of the Republican candidates in view as yet today. And this is the only port they have in a storm they're not very happy about.
That's right. And they're going to be very energized to vote out of office some of the state legislators who, you know, voted to end collective bargaining and other things.
And governors and a bunch of congressmen.
That's right. And so, you know, that's going to get them to the polls. And I think while they are there, they are likely to pull the lever for President Obama.
I think they will.